Hello, and welcome back. Welcome back to look at Chapter 2. Now, in Chapter 1, I gave you a quick brief introduction to the course, and also I showed you the book, and you went away to look at your motivation and the change that you wanted to go through. So, Chapter 2, the question here really is about what don't you want? And it's very easy for us to focus on what we don't want, and it's harder to focus on what we do want. So it's good to get the what don't we want out straight away, because one of the things that happens to me as a coach is that the first thing that people say when they come into me is they tell me that what they don't want, and they want to be... Hello and welcome back. Welcome to Chapter 2, in fact, which is what don't you want, the question to answer. Chapter 1, we talked about a brief introduction to the course, but also focusing on your motivation in terms of what you want to achieve. What change do you want to work through using this process? So Chapter 2, we're talking about what don't you want. And this is often easier than thinking about what you want. And working as a coach, almost entirely people come in to meet me for the first time with what they don't want, so what they want to move away from. So people can be motivated away from the position that they're in at the moment, away from disaster, if you like, and motivated towards a goal. So in Chapter 1, we looked at a towards motivation in terms of a change. We haven't put any detail around that yet, but just the kind of big picture. And in Chapter 2, we're looking at the moving away from where you are at the moment. So what don't you want, or what do you not want to happen? Take 3. Hello, welcome back, and welcome to Chapter 2, where the question that we need to answer here is, what don't you want? In Question 1, we were kind of looking at what you do want. So what change are you looking for? And people are often motivated in two ways. So they're motivated towards a goal or away from where they are at the moment, which might be uncomfortable, or away from disaster, which is, you know, an obvious movement away from a particular situation. And often the away from is a lot easier to think about than the towards. So when I'm working as a coach, almost entirely people come to see me with what they don't want. So what they want to move away from. And my role is to help them to understand what they want to achieve instead. So we are going to look at the away from motivator, because that's a really good kick into action. We haven't looked at any of the detail around the towards yet, but we also want to think about what you don't want. And it's like if you're standing on the edge of a cliff, it's easy to step back because you want to move away from that potential disaster, that potential fall. But once you do move away from it, then you need something to move towards, because once you're 6 or 8 feet away from the edge, then there's no motivation to keep moving unless there's a pub in the distance, in which case you're moving towards something. So it's good to get both of those things. So in this chapter, quite simply, what you need to write down is what you don't want. So it might be about your position at the moment. It might also be about what you don't want in terms of the goal that you've set yourself, you know, the change that you're trying to work through. What don't you want to happen in that change? And that'll help you to focus on the things to avoid as you're going through the process. So most of these sections are going to be really, really short. This is the simple one in terms of, all you need to do now is think about what you covered in the change and write down what you don't want. So what don't you want about the situation you're in now? What don't you want to happen as a result of going through this change? So have fun with that, pictures, whatever, and I'll see you in the next one.